Alex, what scenes at the end there? I mean, you've gone up to the balcony and you were the first to get to Tony Stewart and give him a big bear hug. Just what scenes here tonight?
Oh, it's amazing. I think I don't think anything would better promotion, to be honest. But, you know, the way that we've done this season, the way that we've performed all year, no one would have ever thought that we would be in the position that we're in now. And, you know, the way that we played tonight was outstanding. Going a goal down at home, obviously, we didn't, you know, it wasn't the best starts, but it just shows the character, the endeavour that we've all got at this football club. And, you know, we're all proud to play for the club. And, you know, you can see that from the celebrations. It's been a brilliant evening and probably won't sink in now for a few days. But, you know, the job's not done. You know, that's the main thing. We're going to somewhere where I've always dreamed of playing, and it's an amazing feeling. And we don't want to go there to make the numbers, that we obviously want to go there to win.
It's a good one for you, isn't it, against your old club?
Yeah, well, you know, again, similar to tonight's game. You know, we've had two very, very good games against them, and probably down there we didn't do ourselves justice maybe down there for the first half, and that probably cost us. Whereas now, you know, we played them here, and I thought we were excellent here, and it's going to be a great occasion. You know, we can safely say we're not a small club anymore. You know, we're a massive club and we're going places, and we need to make sure that we get the job done now and give the chairman what he deserves.
This is some place, isn't it? I mean, just the atmosphere, the feeling, it seems like, as well as you guys play, this place just gets the very best out of you.
Yeah, I think we struggled at start. You know, obviously last year we struggled here, and I think it was maybe just getting used to it. You know, playing at Don Valley, obviously, had its negatives, you know, and I think that it took us time to get used to it. And we've got some big players in the group now that are used to playing in front of big crowds, and I think that probably made a little bit of a difference. You know, I've had texts all week saying that they'll be behind us, and I just said, you know, to the people that have replied, I can't reply to everyone, but the people I've spoke to, just stick with us. You know, things might not go our way to start with, and we just need you to stick with us. And they did that. And, you know, here it's almost like they're sucking the ball in the net. And to be honest with you, for the two goals in the first half, you know, to do it at that end, to turn the game around, and then to play the way, I know they hit the post a couple of times, you've got to ride your luck. We've probably had more, you know, enough chances as well, maybe to win, you know, by a few more. But, you know, the occasion and everyone who came tonight will remember this night for the rest of their lives, hopefully. And I know I will, and I know that the players will. You know, and when you see the chairman up there, you know, in tears with joy of what he's built here, what he's put together, obviously along with the manager and all the backroom staff have been outstanding. And, you know, we want to really go to Wembley and show people again that, you know, when all the doubters that doubted us at the start of the season, that we're good enough to go up.
How satisfying is this for you as well on a personal level? You took a big step to move north. You know, you're very much grounded in the south, have moved north, settled in South Yorkshire, young family, have signed a new contract here, and all of that, I guess, has been vindicated with a promotion and now a chance to play at Wembley and a chance to get in the Championship.
Yeah, you know, for me personally, it's almost like it's kind of got better as I've gone along. You know, obviously I came in and, you know, you're obviously going to get your doubters that doubt you, because, you know, that's football. People like you, but some people don't. And, you know, I moved here, I took a chance. My wife and all my family, you know, my family were brilliant, because it is a big step to move away from where you live and to come to a totally new place, to take, you know, your wife away from friends, and you move that. And, but, you know, I saw what the chairman wanted to build, and I think that you've got to put your faith in that. You know, obviously under, you know, Scotty before, we weren't quite good enough to reach the playoffs. Whereas now, you know, for what the manager's put together here, you know, I know everybody says it in football, but it is the best squad I've played with. The way that we keep going, the way that we fight for every ball, and we help each other out. I've said it many a time, but this, you know, this is actually the best I've ever known. Everyone's together. You know, we know what the gaffer's like. He's going to scream and shout and point you out sometimes. But when you take the content out of what he says, you know, he's doing the job. And, you know, we enjoy playing like that. You know, we enjoy putting teams under pressure. We enjoy playing that fast tempo. And if we change that, then it makes a big difference. But, you know, for me now, it's just, you know, to get to Wembley, promotion then Wembley in 2 years. You know, I said I wanted to get double figures this year. It's happened. I've had a better year this year in League One than I have in League Two, and I always thought I would. So, you know, I really enjoy it. My family is settled, you know, and long may it continue.
How much sleep are you going to get over the next 10 days? Because as a striker as well, you're going to be thinking, you're going to go to bed every night thinking of getting the winning goal, aren't you?
Of course, I've been thinking about that. You know, you don't want to think about it because you want to get over this game. But it's obviously in the back of your head. It's against the club that, you know, I know well, and I know the manager, and he's done an amazing job as well this year. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends there still who are fans and players, and it's going to be a really, really great occasion for everyone to enjoy. You know, it's, like I say, this year, you'd have come in this year, and I think many people probably doubted us to start. I think they would have said that they would have been happy with maybe mid-table, but then obviously seeing the start we got, then obviously expectations rise, and we've delivered, and every single one of the players, you know, even the people that are injured at the minute have done an outstanding job, and even the people that left in the summer have built us to get to this situation. So, you know, the Dan Ronaldiellos, the Coyotes, all those players have helped us to get to where we are now, and you know, we need to thank them, and we need to do a job for them to get, like I say, to get this club where it belongs, you know, back in the big time. And, you know, you can't help smile, but, and you can't help but look forward to what's coming around the corner. And it's going to be a long 10 days, though.